Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 15, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
State roundup. Moore takes firm stand on guard deployment. Justice Dept goes after Maryland judges. SNAP education program defunded. Governor Wes Moore has taken a firm stand against deploying the Maryland National Guard to combat crime in areas like Baltimore City, stating that he takes the decision seriously. Meanwhile, the Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against all 15 federal district judges in Maryland over deportation limits, sparking a rare courtroom battle. Additionally, the SNAP Ed program in Maryland, which provides nutrition education to low-income families, is set to be defunded, impacting 70 employees and 700 community partners. Maryland has seen a record number of heat-related deaths this summer, with 29 reported so far. And during the Maryland Association of Counties convention, stop offshore wind signs have been displayed in Ocean City, signaling a more confrontational tone with Republican President Donald Trump.
Canada's ban on U.S. alcohol hits Sagamore Spirit hard. Sagamore Spirit, the Baltimore-based craft distillery known for its rye whiskey, is feeling the impact of Canada's ban on American-made alcohol. With Canada previously accounting for 10% of its export business, Sagamore Spirit now expects to lose around $2 million in sales this year. CEO Robert Cullen stated that this loss is significant for a small craft distillery like theirs. The ban, a result of a trade dispute, has left American distillers like Sagamore Spirit with shipments stalled in storage and no clear path back to Canadian consumers, while Canadian shelves are now mainly stocked with domestic brands. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.